Bob Antonello is seeking the Republican Party's nomination for Senate to run against incumbent Elizabeth Warren. He joins us this morning to discuss his campaign. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So, first question, why do you want to be a senator?
Well, I'd like to replace Elizabeth Warren. She's got her fingerprints all over everything bad that the country is facing right now. The border's in collapse. Inflation is out of this world. Crime is exploding. We've got a fentanyl crisis. We even have the Green New Deal blowing up right off the coast.
And some of the issues on your platform I want to discuss, one of them involves protecting womanhood. Could you explain what you mean by that?
Absolutely, yes. Womanhood is under grave attack from so many different angles. One is jihadis, the radical of the Islamists. And what I'm going to be calling for is a federal ban on Sharia law, because it treats women like they have no value. As you know, they can have education up to the sixth grade, I think is where they cut them off. Another big important thing is the transgender movement has the same kind of, let's say, calculation on the value of a woman's feelings and her hopes and thoughts, and that is zero. And so we need to end men competing in women's sports. That one action of allowing men to compete against women is literally destroying women's sports, and that's a really important aspect. And another part is the gun grab, because there is a gun grab underway, and I think people that are following it in Massachusetts know for a fact that's happening with this new H4885 and lots of other bills that have preceded that. And it particularly discriminates against women because, you know, that's just a simple fact. They just tend to be smaller, weaker, and they need to have the power of a what's called the great equalizer in their pocket or purse. So, there's a lot to be done on the war on womanhood, and I'd like to see that actually discussed.
And now another issue on your platform that is of interest to many locals here, and I believe you touched on this a little bit, is you want to ban offshore and onshore wind farms.
That's correct. Offshore, the blade itself is so destructive. And if you have, I'm an engineer, by the way, from UMass Amherst. If you ask the mathematician how many of those blades are eventually going to fall off into the ocean, the answer would be it's a mathematical certainty that 100% will fall. As they increase in the rate of collapse, we're going to see a never-ending environmental calamity destroy the Bay State. Onshore, they're actually the ones destroying the water supply. People had used to, the left used to claim that, oh, fracking was going to destroy the water. Fracking. But it's actually the wind farms, the endless vibration of the fan going boom, 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 boom. And the vibration is what's causing underwater aquifers to become loaded with silt and mud and unusable. So it's actually a fraud. Wind farming is a fraud both onshore and offshore.
All right. Now, where can people go to learn more about you and your campaign?
They can go to my website, bob4ma.com, and learn about my campaign. They can also register for an alert to be notified of, news and events and such. So bob4ma.com they can go to.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking of us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Dan.